stitch a pair of disgusting pants, which kept insisting on riding up his pile of filthy toenail clippings. His toenail clippings. Furthermore, large cheesecakes were out of fashion in the nearby mine. Jim then received the blessing by the big founder located near, lashed next to an extra large local fascist convent, whilst the sisters paraded GWB's banners, which by coincidence he found that were random. That place which is prone to shrinkage.
Horribly and ginormous Dilophosaurus-like creature, which ate shoes and had B.O. worse than Uncle John's reeking pits, when a bunch of rancid bananas had been mixed with a bunch of other extraneous vegetables. So after that, Jim backed off the spliffs and had a little sip from his immensely large umbrella, which contained a kind of Shakespearean liquid in the holy and magical and rather stinky, almost as stinky and sort of thick as Uncle John's large rubber phallic orange juice squeezer, which was full of that creepy, slimy, glistening, black, disgusting juice of liquid effluence, which when exposed to sunlight and garlic and vinegar and possibly when cheese will react most of the time with Harry on how to listen to the people performing arse to mouth on arse to mouth day. Now arse to mouth day, despite its name, was really a fun new sort of manhole cover orientated on the west to avoid the surgical enhancement on already over large breasts. Then what he thought was the possibly large broken pineapple was actually a cup of very, very strong shrill testicle coffee laced with volcanic rock, which he skillfully confiscated from his own.